Indonesian authorities say 9 police personnel have been relieved of their duties as part of ongoing investigations following a stampede at a football stadium over the weekend. That includes the regional chief of police. But while many are demanding accountability for the tragedy, it may not be enough to quell the growing sorrow that has gripped the nation and the world at large.
A dark day for football. The world over mourning the lives of 125 fans killed in a crush of thousands at this stadium. Squad members and officials of Arema Football Club visited a shrine dedicated to victims of the disaster at Kanjuruhan Stadium in East Java, many of them visibly shaken.
Sebagai tim kita datang ke sini untuk minta maaf kepada seluruh keluarga yang dampak tragedi ini, yang keluarga meninggal ataupun yang keluarga yang masih sakit masih di rumah sakit.
Hundreds also attended a candlelit vigil in Jakarta, the country's capital, last night. Mourners gathered outside the stadium's gates to leave flowers for the countless victims and to pay their final respects.
Kita sangat menyayangkan kejadian ini. Mohon doanya semua Aremania, Aremanita, saudara-saudara kita. Ini yang sudah meninggal benar-benar husnul khotimah. Dan sekarang yang sedang dirawat diberikan kesembuhan kesehatan.
Alhamdulillahnya bisa keluar lewat sini, lewat VIP sini, terus lihat korban-korban kayak gitu, aduh, kayak gimana gitu rasanya, Mas? Nggak bisa diungkapkan kata-kata.
But many are still in hospital seeking treatment. Several victims reported being trampled upon or suffocated in the chaotic rush for the exit after police began firing tear gas at the crowd. Officials say 32 children have been confirmed dead. Two teenage brothers, Mohammed and Ahmed, were among those killed in the fatal crush in what was supposed to have been a dream outing to the game for the boys.
Padahal nggak pernah lihat Arema itu Kanjuruhan, ini pertama yang lihat.
The domestic league has been suspended since Saturday as investigations are underway. Indonesia is due to host the 2023 FIFA Under-20 World Cup, but the tragedy has placed the country under scrutiny for its management of sports events.
And for more on this, Chani Vavani joins us live from Jakarta. Chani, this has cast a spotlight on Indonesian football as well as Arema FC. How big a hit will this be for the country's football scene?
Well, how big of an impact this will have on the country's football scene will remain to be seen once all of the investigations have been completed and recommendations have been made. Now, Indonesia is a country that is extremely passionate about football. However, having said that, the country does have a very checkered past when it comes to the sport. Now, historically and even generally, to this day, there has been and there is intense rivalry between local clubs. Overcrowding as well is an issue in the country, as is violence or sometimes violence, acts of violence that does occur between supporters during matches as well. Now, in fact, data from Indonesia's soccer watchdog Save Our Soccer showed that 78 people have died in game-related incidents over the past 28 years, making the Kanjuruhan tragedy the deadliest game-related incident in the country. Now, authorities have said that the government will provide compensation of 50 million rupiah, or about $3,200 for the victims, for the families of the victims who have died. Additionally, authorities said that they will bear the cost of those being treated for their injuries as well. Now, the club, Arema FC, whose supporters were involved in the tragedy, has also spoken out, taking responsibility for the tragedy. Take a listen.
Saya, selaku presiden dari Arema FC, siap untuk bertanggung jawab penuh atas insiden yang terjadi tanggal 1 Oktober kemarin. Kita siap memberikan bantuan, kita siap memberikan santunan, kita siap memberikan apapun untuk korban, meskipun apapun yang kita lakukan itu tidak akan bisa lagi mengembalikan nyawa korban.
Well, Chani, police under fire for overstepping the authority and using tear gas. And we just heard before we crossed to you, 9 personnel have been relieved of their duties. Apart from that, what else is happening on that probe?
There are lots of developments happening. The National Police spokesman not too long ago announced that Malang's police chief has been relieved of his duties and transferred to a different division. Police said that they are investigating 28 personnel so far for ethics violations. Earlier today, police also said that 18 officers who operated tear gas launchers were also being investigated. Now, police have said that they have also examined and analyzed 32 CCTV points around the stadium, and they are looking to use the footage to identify perpetrators from both inside and outside the stadium. Separately, in another press conference, Chief Security Minister Mahfoud MD said a joint independent fact-finding team has been formed, led by him and consisting of 13 people in total, with members ranging from ministers to journalists. Now, he said the special team will look into this for a time period that could be completed as quick as 2 weeks to a maximum of 1 month, after which the results of the investigation and the team's recommendations will be conveyed to President Joko Widodo. Now, we can expect the findings that they had released to be released to the public then as well. Now, he's also given the National Police a 3-day deadline to announce actions to control and enforce the law on perpetrators of this tragedy.
Oh, thanks for that. Chani Bhavani speaking to us there from Jakarta.